Well, I've got the chinis and the chumpers for winter. Then we've got the chickenies and then the roo ties. They're for summer and my brand new Chickmas hats. And they're going into Christmas. So,
do you make them yourself?
Yeah. I just jump on the sewing machine.
Meet chicken breeder and fashion stylist Max Cosgrove. Not content to just breed chickens for sale, this enterprising 11-year-old from Mount Larkham in central Queensland is selling a range of chicken couture as well. Hello, I'm Jessica Schremmer. Max has already got a winter collection featuring chinis and jumpers and is now working on his summer season with chickenies and Chickmas hats. He's come a long way since starting out with just two chickens and an incubator on the family farm 3 years ago.
How did you learn how to sew?
Well, a elderly lady down the road, she does a sewing club, and I joined. I just started sew from her.
So how long have you been doing this for?
I've been making the chicken clothing for just under around 4 to 5 months.
How has it been going?
Yeah, good. It's been really good because we've had all orders from around Australia and from overseas. So yeah.
From overseas? Where overseas?
There's been a couple from New Zealand.
And what can I imagine? Can you describe to me what the clothing looks like?
Well, I make the ones out of fabric. And then my Nana and my great aunt makes the chinis and the chumpers because I don't know how to knit. So,
how many have you made so far?
With the chinis and the chumpers, we've sold over 100. And then with the chickenies and then the rooster ties, we've sold maybe like a bit under 100. And then the Chickmas hats, we've only just started and there's only been around 50.
You also donate some of your income, right?
Yeah. I give a bit of the chickenies, I give a dollar each from them to the Breast Cancer Foundation because my mum had breast cancer.
Max's mum, Belinda Cosgrove, wasn't surprised when her son announced he wanted to donate some of his sale proceeds to charity.
I was very, very proud of him when he suggested that, with the bikinis or the chickenies, yeah. That's Max. And I did ask him why did he want to do it, and he said that he knows how hard it is for families to go through something like breast cancer. Just him wanting to give back a little bit.
And she's also proud of his work ethic, which sees him in the chicken pens and at the sewing machine before and after school.
He's a very hard worker. He's got a great work ethic. He gets up early. He does all his jobs without having to be asked. And, comes up and then, gets himself ready for school, basically. So we are, extremely proud of him.
Max's dad, Laurie Cosgrove, says he's amazed how much Max has achieved in just 3 short years.
Totally, the chickens are all his idea, and then he expanded and, got an incubator and, just kept on going with it, really, selling to people.
What was your first response when he came up to you with the idea?
Well, I just thought it'd be like a few chooks, but then, it's got a few too many chooks, and then he started selling and, he's having fun with it.
And he's also into sewing clothing for the chicken now. How does that make you feel?
Quite funny, actually. Max said to us one day, when you go to town next, can you buy me a sewing machine? And my husband and I looked at each other and went, what do you want a sewing machine for? So anyway, that was for the chickenies. And so now it's the Chickmas hats. So yeah, that's taking up a lot of his time at the moment.
And is he doing it all on his own, or are you his two little helpers?
No, we're not helping at all. Oh, he's up there cutting them out and doing the bottoms and sewing them up, and
he just goes about what he needs to do. Sometimes if the bobbin or whatever gets a bit stuck, he might call one of us to help him out. But before, I didn't even know how to thread a bobbin. When we bought it, I had to get Laurie to show us how to thread the bobbin even. I'm enjoying watching him, and it's good.